News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, of course, we were talking about it there in sport, but Europe did persevere in the Ryder Cup over the weekend in New York and achieved victory over the US. But what caught the attention of many wasn't just the golf. It was the behaviour of some of the fans, particularly the American fans, who were hurling abuse at those players on the course. And joining me now to reflect on this is law lecturer at the University of Galway, Larry Donnelly. Good morning to you, Larry. Obviously a great win for Europe, snatching it from the jaws of defeat. You know, people coming between people and their sleep last night. It was a fantastic spectacle. What did you make of the abuse that the players, though, were on the receiving end of?
Well, I think you made a good point there, Ciara. Fair play to Europe. It was a great performance, even though the U.S. had a great showing in the singles yesterday. It was a great win for Europe, and it was great to see Shane Lowry take center stage as part of it. Look, it was appalling. There's no other way to say it. I had long feared that this event being held in New York on Long Island, it was only going to go one way. This sort of heated nonsense around the Ryder Cup, I think, detracts from it. Anyone who loves golf, and I'm one of them, looks at that and says, that's not what golf is all about. And, you know, it was deeply shameful for me to watch my fellow Americans behave the way that they did. It was they disgraced themselves, to be frank.
Let's talk about, say, Larry and McIlroy. Larry, they were talking about his weight. They were using what people might call racial slurs against the Irish. McIlroy, they're having a go at his wife. I mean, it was pretty low, some of the things that were being said.
It was horrendous. I mean, whatever about, you know, when you're in the public sphere, when you're a professional athlete, you're going to get some abuse. And okay, I don't like it, but that just comes with the territory in the Ryder Cup. But the things they were saying about Rory McIlroy's wife, who also is American, by the way, were absolutely horrendous, talking about difficulties they'd had in their marriage and all sorts of other really, really awful stuff. She left the golf course on Saturday in tears. She was crying. And I just look at the fans who did that to her and say, are they proud of themselves? I mean, presumably they have wives, they have mothers, they have sisters. Imagine if somebody treated the woman in their life like that. It was just disgusting.
Yeah, and these are wealthy elites, Larry. I mean, the cost of going to the Ryder Cup is huge. So these are people who would be, as I say, wealthy, elites, highly educated. It seems to be sort of counterintuitive that they would behave in this way. Is this an ongoing phenomenon at the golf, or has something shifted?
Well, it's an ongoing phenomenon in the Ryder Cup, and there are a couple of other events that cater to this. And really what it is, as you say, very wealthy people go and they have this sort of escape. And it's men. I mean, let's be frank. It is wealthy men in my demographic, people in the professions, people who have a lot of disposable income, and they have these weekends away, and they just go absolutely bananas. I mean, the drinking starts around 6 o'clock in the morning and it goes all day long. And by the time they get to the event, and by the time the key events are unfolding on the golf course, they're absolutely twisted and just screaming and yelling nonsense. It doesn't reflect well on them. And again, as somebody who loves golf, this isn't what golf is all about.
So they were drunken, a lot of the crowd too, and they were given some kind of squeaky duck when they got their drinks to further, I suppose, unsettle the players. Was it?
Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of gigs. And I think the tournament organizers, I think, have some complicity in all of this. We saw one person who was leading the cheers at the first tee, and the chant was F you, Rory. So they're playing along with all of this. And part of it, of course, is a profit motive. I mean, these guys, again, are very wealthy, but they're paying $15, $16 per beer. So the amount of revenue being generated out of this is extraordinary. And I'm afraid that the organizers play along because they make so much money out of it.
Yeah, it is shocking. Of course, Shane Lowry did respond at one point.
He did. Yeah, he did. He was pretty emphatic. Shane, as anyone who knows him or watched him over the years knows, is not somebody who will back down, who relishes a challenge. But yeah, he went right at it. And indeed, there were fans who were saying horrible things to him. And I saw him have a couple of fans removed, which I think was the right thing to do. But look, at the end of the day, Shane Lowry comes out of this the big winner. Yeah. I think he was fantastic. And I saw him celebrating with the Irish fans who were in Bethpage. It was great to see.
Yeah. I wonder, has the discourse in the US changed too in the last couple of years? Has that made all of this worse?
Yeah, perhaps. I think that there's probably an element to that. I mean, we saw the president of the United States arrive on Friday, and make no mistake, we talked about the demographic of the crowd. This is his crowd. I would say the vast majority of people in attendance at that event are Donald Trump supporters. And I think we saw some of the ugly side of America, and some of the more worryingly, like, to cast a geopolitical eye on it, there is anti-European sentiment in the United States, and that is deeply worrying on all sorts of levels. And I think that's part of what was unleashed this past weekend.
Yeah, a lot to process in all of this, I must say. Thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is Larry Donnelly there, law lecturer at the University of Galway.
The worst thing about it all was they didn't see anything wrong with it. You know, that this as far as they were concerned, this is how you should behave at a major sporting event.
Do they think it's banter? Do you know what I mean?
No, they think it's their responsibility to put the Europeans off. And it inspired the Europeans for 2 days. It nearly worked yesterday. But one of the things Lowry said last night was it'll be a lot calmer at the Adair Manor in 2 years' time, I'd say, because the Irish crowd and the European crowd simply won't tolerate any of that nonsense when they come over here.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.